Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:31. I'm Brent Allen. Still cloudy for today with a chance of showers, and we do have quite a bit of fog out there this morning. Currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A major traffic collision shut down Lakeville Highway yesterday morning and took the life of one driver. Two vehicles hit head-on in the area of Pineview Way. A female driver of an SUV was killed. The other driver of a sedan suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital. The roadway reopened around 7 p.m. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. It was raining when that collision occurred. Northern California's commercial fishermen are getting $20.6 million in federal disaster relief, but it's far from enough. Originally, Governor Newsom applied for $45 million to help the struggling salmon industry after the loss of the 2023 season and years of drought that have reduced salmon stock. The owners of the Bodega Bay Seafood Art and Wine Festival have called it quits after 27 festivals in 29 years. Stating rising costs and diminishing crowds, it just became too much work for too little return. At its peak, the festival drew about 9,000 people. The final festival last August only had 6,300, with expenses exceeding $50,000. Tesla's recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. The recall will be done with an online software update. Apparently, the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have smaller font size than is required by federal safety standards. We know it's cold in Alaska, but Mother Nature has taken it to a new extreme. Temperatures colder than minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit have hit Anchorage in recent days. The extreme cold in some places has caused heating fuel oil to thicken, affecting heating systems. And roofs of at least two businesses in Anchorage collapsed under the weight of snow.
But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide. Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
It is official. Spring is right around the corner. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow in front of thousands of spectators this morning at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. That means we should get an early spring. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Only one incident to report. Petaluma Hill Road at Siri Rock Quarry Road. A solo vehicle crash. The car went off the roadway into a fence. It should be in the clearing stages by now. Our KZST News Time is 6:34.
Memories are priceless. Children grow up and loved ones are lost. With Shutterbug Restoration Services, those moments can live on. The photo restoration specialists at Shutterbug combine old-fashioned artistry with digital technology to repair stained, spotted, torn, cracked, bleached, and faded images like yours every day. Shutterbug treats your photos with the care a family heirloom deserves, and your originals never leave the store. It's easy. Rescue your priceless photos from the attic, album, shoebox, or junk drawer. Break the rubber band, shake off the dust, and bring them to Shutterbug. Tell them what you'd like fixed about the photo, and leave the rest up to the experts. Once your restoration is finished, you can print and frame it, share it with the relatives, or show it off at the family reunion. You'll be a hero. Get those precious photos out of the shoebox and take them to Shutterbug. So what are you waiting for? Shutterbug Camera Shop, 3011 Santa Rosa Avenue.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. All special services in a digital age.
Let's face it, eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH, natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. In sports, the Warriors play the Grizzlies in Memphis tonight. And Thomas Detry has the lead at 9-under par after round one at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Patrick Cantlay is one shot back, followed by Matthew Pavon. your forecast today after some dense morning fog. Mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered showers. Highs today in the 50s. Tonight, patchy fog. Just a slight chance for a sprinkle. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, staying mainly cloudy. Maybe an isolated shower. 50s for highs. However, another round of heavy rain and gusty wind is due in Saturday night through Monday. Looking for 2 to 3 more inches of rain from this new storm. A flood watch and a wind advisory are already posted. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. California wolf packs are not just hungry, they are thriving once again. After nearly a century of being absent from California, we are now home to at least 5 separate gray wolf packs, which include around 45 adults. Gray wolves are federally protected and listed as an endangered species. Many of the wolves can be traced back to a single wolf, OR7, who entered California from Oregon back in 2011. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. It is 641, 47 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Happy Friday.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Today, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6.
Free admission. Free delivery.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Call 833-SPA-SALE
or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, it is Groundhog Day. We'll give you the scoop on the furry critter, lovingly known as Punxsutawney Phil. Did he see his shadow? He did not, meaning in early spring. Yay! Also, the queen of cuisine, Heather Irwin, is coming in to talk food and the local restaurant scene. That's at 8:10. And they are all the rage, those insulated Stanley cups. You've been hearing about those. Now a company has come out with mini Stanley cups for babies and toddlers. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
Those days.
You're tuned in to 100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on this Friday. It is 6:49, 47 foggy degrees in Santa Rosa. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures heading into the low 50s. Good morning.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name, Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well, and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
It is 6:51, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa, and up next.
Here's another Doing Good in Our Community shout-out from Debbie and Brent in the Morning on KZST.
Already goes out to Redwood Credit Union, just named among America's best credit unions of 2024 by Newsweek, calling the company one of the most stable, secure, and trusted. RCU has also been recognized by Forbes as one of America's best small employers of 2023. So congratulations to Brett Martinez and all of the employees over at Redwood Credit Union.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can.
I'll stop time for you second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. You should be with me instead. I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can.
he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 6:54, 47 degrees, foggy out there, going to be overcast, low to mid 50s today. And want to pass this along. Today is Groundhog Day, if you do not know. And as many of us do know, the most popular and nationally known prognosticating groundhog is Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania. He did not see his shadow, so we will see in early spring. We shall see. But did you know there are other famous groundhogs? In Georgia, they have Bo, the groundhog. In Staten Island, New York, it's Chuck. And in Ohio, that state's groundhog is named Buckeye Chuck.
Look.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:59. I'm Brent Allen. After some morning fog, we'll still have a few showers roaming through during the day today. Currently sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. A funnel cloud was spotted and captured on video yesterday in West Sonoma County around 11 a.m. Officials cannot verify it was a tornado until confirmation that it touched down and caused damage. Currently, it's considered a funnel cloud or potential waterspout. The last official tornado to touch down in Santa Rosa was back in 2011, when one touched down at Sequoia Landscape on Pacific Avenue. A 28-year-old Santa Rosa man was sent